It's Chevy truck season, and there's no better time to do what you do best. No better time to get the job done in a Chevy Silverado with best-in-class standard torque and a Turbomax engine with a 5-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that outlasts both Ford and Ram. So kick off whatever your thing is season right, because it all starts with a Chevy truck.
See your Bay Area Chevy dealers today.
Based on latest competitive data, excludes other GM vehicles, whichever comes first. See dealer for limited warranty details based on Ford and Ram 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty on gasoline engines.
John Miller back with you here at Oakland, the Oakland Coliseum. What is it called now, D.C.? The Ring Central Coliseum in Oakland. And the Giants in game one of this two-game miniseries, beating the Athletics 7-3. We'll talk about that game and have the post-game wrap. Still waiting for Dave Fleming and Javier Lopez to make their way over after their duties on the television side are completed. So at the moment, we'll go places here with the Toyota out-of-town scoreboard and some very interesting developments on that scoreboard. When the day began, the St. Louis Cardinals were tied for first in the Central Division with the Milwaukee Brewers. We've been pointing out that while the Cardinals have had, for a good long while, either full possession or part possession of the third and final wild card spot, that they're not thinking about that. They've been thinking about that Central Division race, wanting to overtake and beat the Brewers for first place in that division. Well, today the Cardinals won their second in a row over the New York Yankees. They beat the Yankees 1-0. And in that game, it was a win for Montgomery. Talk about ironic. Montgomery just acquired by the Cardinals from the Yankees. And today he beat his own team with considerable help from the bullpen. Gallegos ended up getting the save, and Domingo Germán took the loss for the Yankees. Only one run in that whole game, and that was knocked in by Nolan Arenado, and the Cardinals with a 1-0 win. They only had 5 hits in that one. Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Brewers are playing right now in Milwaukee and leading the Cincinnati, or I beg your pardon, they are trailing the Cincinnati Reds 7-3 in the last of the ninth inning, so things are not looking good for the Brewers. If that score holds up, the Cardinals will move into first place in the Central Division by a game, and the Milwaukee Brewers will be one game behind the third and final wild card spot, which at the moment is owned by the Philadelphia Phillies. The Phillies won their game at home against Washington 11-5 at Citizens Bank Park today. So that's the latest on the wild card race in the National League. Meanwhile, the Dodgers, who clobbered the Padres last night 8-1 at Dodger Stadium, getting a look at the Padres after all of those big deals at the deadline the Padres made. And then they went to L.A. and just got destroyed. And the former Oakland Athletics left-hander, Sean Manaea, got lit up early in that one. Today, it's a 3-2 Padre lead. They're in the top of the fifth inning in L.A. on the Toyota out-of-town scoreboard. All right, the Giants win here 7-3. We'll be back with the post-game wrap with Dave Fleming and Javier Lopez right after this.
Okay, post-game wrap here, and John already did some scores for you and sort of set the stage, so Javi and I have made it over to the radio booth, so it'll be a one-segment wrap. We'll talk a little bit about the game, pick some players of the game, and then do the highlights after a very satisfying day for the Giants. Been a while since we've had a game like this. Giants have, I mean, they won 3 out of 4 from the Cubs before the Dodgers came in, but a relatively stress-free game where the Giants get good pitching. They've gotten a lot of that lately. What they haven't gotten a lot of is explosive offense. They hit 3 home runs, put 7 on the board. Nice to see.
Yeah, that was great. And I think, you know, you hate to harp on 2021 so much, but that's kind of what they did last year. You know, when the move was made for a pinch hitter, the pinch hitter would answer with a homer. I mean, it was kind of ridiculous how that would happen a lot last year. But I thought they did a great job with that, being able to bring in the right guys at the right time. J.D. Davis didn't waste any time, came in, swung at the first pitch, and hammers it into almost into the suites over there in center field. So that was pretty impressive. And Carlos Rodon didn't have his best stuff, that's for sure. I mean, he only struck out, I think, 3 on the day, but he's the guy you need to start winning against those sub 500 teams. And if you're going to do it You have Rodon and then Webb tomorrow. He's setting the tone. Again, it wasn't the greatest outing for him, and I'm sure he'll say that. A little bit might be because of Phil Cuzzy. We're not sure. You know, the zone wasn't right. But the moves that were made, the Giants responded, every single guy. And what I take away from it was a clean defensive game. That's what was – that jumped out for me. You had your all-star gold glove shortstop back. You got a guy that can make those plays. Jock Peterson played a good left field, got him out of there when they needed to, when they had the lead. You were able to play with a lead and a good lead, and that's just kind of what you saw a lot last year, and it was very nice to see, especially in front of 40,000.
Yeah, just a nice game all the way around, and nice to have Jock Peterson and Brandon Crawford back in there. All of a sudden, the whole lineup has so much more depth to it, and for the Giants – they added on after they broke it open there with the long ball display. It was just kind of fun to see it because it was a pretty good game going in as late as the sixth inning. And then, boom, a couple of times. So I'm into that.
Me too.
Yeah, that's
it's nice.
Let's keep that up.
It's a good formula right here, the way the Giants played today. Well, let's pick some players of the game since it's a one-segment wrap. Javi, good to have you with us. You get to pick first tonight.
Well, I'm going to take my hometown kid then. I'm going to take Joey Bart. I'm going to take him. I think the first couple at-bats, I really thought he hit the ball well. I mean, just missed them. And then he takes that, gets a little, I'd like to say a flare. I mean, I'm sure he would think he smoked it into right field. But then he gets on base, and then the next at-bat hammers that. I mean, that homer was not cheap by any means, and played a pretty solid defensive game. Had one little wild pitch get by him, but beyond that, I really like the way he's taking his at-bats, and he really went down and worked hard in the minor leagues, and we talked about it on the broadcast. I just feel like the attitude and the effort has always been there. He hasn't, you know, he gets five hits or he doesn't get any. It goes 0-for-5 with five strikeouts. I feel like he's the same guy, and you need that, especially from a guy that you want to be your starting catcher. So I'll take Joey Bart.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Been really fun to watch. One other thing about Joey, I mean, he's look. Who knows? Maybe a couple years from now, he's hitting cleanup for the Giants. We don't know, but for now, he's mostly been a bottom of the lineup kind of hitter. I think he can really benefit this team if he starts punishing lefties like that. And you make opposing managers consider, because opposing managers really haven't factored him in most of the year. They just bring a lefty in if there's some other, if Jock's due up or Brandon Belt's due up at the top of the order or whatever. If he starts making that a deterrent, I think you make it a lot harder to manage against this team. A lot harder. So good pick.
I like that.
Joey.
Yeah. So what, 7 for his last 14 or something? So
pretty good.
Pretty good.
Who you got,
runs.
John?
All right, I'm going to go with Lamont Wade Jr. He hit a double to get him started in that second inning when they added, they had the 1-0 lead. They added another one. And then he hit the home run just as we were kind of recalling that dramatic home run he hit in the ninth inning in a game here. The last time he was here, the pinch hit home run to win a game. And he clobbered this one, no doubt about it. So, Lamont Wade Jr., even the last time he was up there, he had a line drive, but caught by the second baseman. So all of a sudden, Lamont was swinging the bat well and looking pretty confident up there as well. So nice to see it.
Shades of last year here
indeed.
In this ballpark
indeed.
Where he had that great moment. Good pick. He's hitting eighth today. Looks pretty good when he's swinging like that, hitting eighth.
Yeah. So the lineup all of a sudden got some thunder up and down from top to bottom. So
yeah.
Pretty good.
I'll take the other home run hitter. It's just exciting. J.D. Davis, man. I mean, that's his track record. He hits the ball hard. And, gosh, who knows? Maybe it'd be fun if he's healthy and confident and gets an opportunity and takes off with it. 2019, I thought he was one of the most dangerous hitters in the league. Seemed like he just smashed everybody whenever I saw him play.
Yeah.
Be really fun if he could get back to being that.
22 home runs he hit for the Mets that year, and what, 400, a little over 400 at bats.
I mean, I can't
pretty
remember
good.
The last time I saw a guy hit it that high off the hitter's backdrop here.
That was impressive in this ballpark.
Really impressive. So anyway, J.D. Davis, he's my guy. What's on deck? Sponsored by your California Ford dealers. Well, Javi said it. Look, you pick on the teams that you think you can beat, the sub 500 teams. And also take advantage of the days you got your studs out there. Rodon today, Logan Webb's one of their studs. He goes tomorrow.
You got to do it. And if you're going to make any sort of run, I think they were seven back going into this. You got to leapfrog a lot of teams. Like you got to get hot, and you got to do it. And then, you know, it is. You can't change the schedule. You're going to have to play the Dodgers. You're going to have to play the Padres. You're going to have to deal with those teams as you go down the stretch. But when you face teams like this, you have to win them if you want to get back into it. And this is a great way to start it.
Phillies, right now, the Phillies are winning every day, and they won again today. So, and they're playing the teams that they're supposed to beat as well. But and there's a new team that is in the middle now. The Cardinals moved into first place in the Central today. So now it's the Brewers that they have to go past, at least at the moment. So, anyway, they're well behind for that third and final wild card spot. They're just going to have to get hot and see how it plays out. But getting hot is the only thing they can do about it.
Yeah, I mean, how many games do the Giants have left now?
After today, they have 55 games left on this game.
Yeah.
So about a third of the season left.
You're going to have to go.
You need
2 weeks.
You need a two-week hot streak.
37 and 18 or something. You're going to have to. It's going to have to be a real true stretch to finish the year. But they can do it. Be fun to see them try.
Okay.
What's on deck?
Let's put some money on our drive back across the Bay Bridge. What do you think?
Sounds good.
All right.
We'll talk about it then. What's on deck? Sponsored by your California Ford dealers. And the legendary Ford F-150. Visit buyfordnow.com to find your new truck. Yeah, we are headed back over the Bay Bridge. We'll be back here tomorrow. Before then, though, John will have the highlights right after this.
It's Chevy truck season, and there's no better time to do what you do best. No better time to get the job done in a Chevy Silverado with best-in-class standard torque and a TurboMax engine with a 5-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that outlasts both Ford and Ram. So kick off whatever your thing is season right, because it all starts with a Chevy truck.
See your Bay Area Chevy dealers today.
Based on latest competitive data, excludes other GM vehicles, whichever comes first. See dealer for limited warranty details based on Ford and Ram 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty on gasoline engines.